Kia ora e te whānau, no mai hoki mai. Welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I am Te Kahukura Boynton. I am a 21-year-old six-figure business owner on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. I'm so excited to have you here. For those of you who are new, welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. This is where I dive deep into mindset, energetics, and business strategy, all of the things that have helped me to create my own six-figure business. In today's episode, I'm going to be teaching you how I created a killer digital course that not only brings me in passive income, but it also helps to serve my community and create change. The course I'm talking about is Te Tiriti Haukura. This is my signature program that teaches you how to heal your money mindset, how to manage money better, and to get started in business so that you can increase your income. This program is fully self-paced, it's 12 weeks long, and it can all be done online from the comfort of your own home. The whole idea of this course, of Te Tiriti Haukura, is that it's all about creating a new treaty with yourself, all about prosperity. As we all know, Te Tiriti is something that our people have been navigating for a very long time. There have been a lot of people that are trying to tamper with our treaty, and the whole concept of this program is that by building a contract with yourself, this is something that absolutely no one can touch. But that's all that I'm going to kind of share about that specifically. What I really want to dive into today is how you too can create an online course and how you can monetize creating impact for your own community. Now, I'm just going to dive straight into it because I don't like to muck around. We're all here for business. All right. So the first thing that is so important in creating a course or creating anything really in business is that your intentions have to be so real, right? I created this online program to help people. This is why I did it. Like, I really, really wanted to be able to help as many people as I could without having to spend my time doing that. Because what I had learned in my work in business was that I was traveling around the country. I was running workshops in different places, in Auckland and Wellington, down south, like literally everywhere. And sometimes I would get tired. Sometimes I couldn't be at, I literally couldn't be at two places at once. And so I wanted to create a program where people could actually come into a space and learn. And it wasn't like limited to my capacity, right? Like if I was sick, people could still learn. If I couldn't be there, people could still learn. If there were literally like hundreds of people that wanted to do this and I couldn't go and speak to them in person, this was a great way for them to be able to learn from me. And the other thing too is that like this is completely scalable. So I can literally help thousands and thousands of people and there's no limit to this. And so this really dives me into like this really important piece where I have met multiple seven-figure business owners. I'm personally being coached by one. And in all of my time with these different millionaires, none of them were doing what they do just to make money. Now, I just want this to be like so, such a big thing for you. I know that you want to make money. I know that like money will change your life, but it's really important that our intention is not to be making money. All of these seven-figure business owners that I'm personally working with, all of the success I've seen in my own business has come from a true soul calling to help people, to change people's lives. And in doing this work, you will be able to make money. That's the thing. When you actually help people, when you actually create impact, you're able to monetize that. Your intention doesn't have to be the money. It's going to come, okay? You don't need to focus on that is what I'm trying to say. Now, the next thing that I did to see so much success in launching my own digital course was that I put 150,000,000% of me into this course, right? I hired a coach to teach me the strategy and the mindset of launching a course. I invested thousands into her. Like, I spent $3,500 to work with this coach so that she could teach me how I could see success with my own course. I had no evidence that this was going to work, right? I had launched courses in the past, and I can actually create another episode about potentially like the things that I would not do in launching a course. I think that would be an interesting episode. But I had launched courses in the past, and they had not seen results, right? I think the most I had made was maybe like 5K, I think. So I was investing almost as much as I had ever made from a course. into a coach to teach me, right? So from the beginning, I was putting my all in, not just financially, but energetically, mindset-wise, and like time-wise, right? I was willing to put the work in. I was willing to get up early. At the time I was waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning so that I could go to the gym, so that I could work on my course, so that I could do everything that I needed to do in order to make this happen. I believed in my own capabilities wholeheartedly, and I was willing to put it all on the line. Like, I was willing to literally just put everything into this because I believed in myself. Now, the next thing that I did was I had very solid intentions. I initially wanted to use the money from creating this course to buy my own house. I needed another $40,000 for my deposit to buy a house, and this was my plan on getting that 40K. So I had like a very solid intention, right? I knew exactly how much money I wanted to make from this. And I trusted that I'd be able to do that. There was absolutely no question about it. I knew before even working on all of this that I was going to be willing to do that. Did I have any evidence that I had ever been able to launch a course and make 40K from it before? No. But I decided to believe in myself, because you get to decide whatever you want to decide, right? Or whatever you want to believe, right? You can believe that you're going to be a loser, that you're not going to see results, that your course is going to be shit. And guess what? It probably will. But if you decide to lean into, actually, why can't this be my, you know, $40,000 launch? Why can't I see this many results? Why can't this be the course that actually like blows my business up? Why can't this be the opportunity that opens up so many gateways? And I decided to lean into that frequency as opposed to one I had leaned into in the past, which was, you're not going to see results, you're not going to achieve this. And like, that's all I ever got. Your brain is never wrong. If you tell yourself something so many times over, it's just going to create evidence to make that belief true. And I had seen that. I had seen so much evidence for that in the past, right? So I needed 40K. That was my intention. Instead of like chasing, like creating a chasing energy towards making 40K, I just trusted. I literally trusted that I was going to make 40K. As I said, no evidence that there was like could happen, but I believed in myself. I had a little Excel spreadsheet which said that I wanted to make $40,000 on it. And then, like, during this whole launch process, which I'm going to dive into a little bit later, I didn't think about the 40K. I completely forgot that I wanted $40,000. And so I just literally trusted in the universe that whatever was meant for me would always find me. And that's so important. If you believe in the universe, and if you believe that, you know, like, everything happens for a reason, even if I weren't to get the 40K, I wouldn't have known that that was because I wasn't supposed to get it, right? So I believed that if it were meant for me, I would have gotten it. And I actually ended up making $55,000. And I actually changed my mind about buying the house. I ended up investing the money into a seven-figure business owner that I told you about. But the whole point of this is that, like, I was so clear on why I wanted the money and what it was for. I knew, like, when I initially wanted to get the house instead, I knew exactly how much the mortgage repayments would be. I knew exactly how much money I needed for the deposit. I knew exactly how much I needed for the LIM reports. I knew, like, I knew every single figure that I needed, and I knew that that was how much money I needed. So if you're wanting to create a course and you've got, like, this intention of, and you know why at the beginning I said, you never want to have your intention to be about making money. That's not the intention, but you can still have all of this back-end work that's like, I have a intention of helping and of serving people, but I am also going to use the money I make from this to do something else. So for you, it could be, I'm just going to make things up, but like, you maybe want to go on a trip. You maybe want to go on a holiday. Maybe you want to buy a new car. Like, whatever it is, you can still have an intention of like where that money is going to go. And that's exactly what I did. And then I released that intention. I released the intention to the universe, and I knew that whatever was meant for me would find me. And I actually did this exercise on my backyard where I took my shoes off, took my socks off. I call it like whaka whenua, but I'm not actually really sure how to kind of describe this. But like, basically you just like lie down and your feet are touching the ground, and you just let everything flow past you. You let everything, all of your worries, all of your fears, all of these beliefs that like, oh, I could never do that. Or when you had a teacher, when you were at high school, who said that you'd never amount to anything. Or when you had a friend who told you that your business was stupid. Or like literally anything, you let it all flow past you because those thoughts, those beliefs do not serve you, right? So I released it all. I released it all. I also released this like $40,000 that I wanted to make, and I just trusted. I trusted so deeply in the universe and like my tupuna to guide me, like all of that. I just trusted so deeply. I want to just talk to you a little bit about the strategy I actually use to launch a course, which is something that you can do. But if you can hear my voice right now, I actually just need a little bit of water. So give me a second. Okay. So number one, the first part of like the strategy side of things was that I launched it on something that I had actually mastered. And I guess this is also like a mindset and energetics thing as well. So I had grown my business. For those of you who are new here, I initially started this off as an 18-year-old. I had mastered like budgeting. I had mastered like managing your finances, savings, like money mindset, like all of that kind of stuff. And so I had used, like in my course, I had created a course on things that I had already mastered in my own life, on things I had already seen results in my own life. For the business side of the program, because as I said, it was about money mindset, it was about money management, and it was about business. And so I had used my business experience from growing my own business, from quitting my job to work for myself. And I had grown my own successful business, teaching money mindset, teaching financial literacy for over like 2.5 years at that point, I think it was. And I had already seen results in all of the things that I was teaching, right? Like I've traveled all over the country teaching people about personal finances, about money mindset. I had grown my own business. I worked for myself, like all of that kind of stuff. I had grown an online community of more than 60,000 people. And with all of this stuff, like these were things that I felt so confident in. I knew what I was talking about because I had seen the experience, like I had seen the results within my own life. I had worked with some people to like share them my learnings and things like that. So I knew that it worked for me. I knew that it could work for other people. And so I made a course on something that felt in true alignment. Like it was something that I wanted to teach. It's something that I had embodied. I wasn't just making a course on something random that I wanted to sell. I wasn't making a course on something that I thought other people would want to buy. And this is a mistake I see a lot of business owners making, where there's actually someone I know who they asked the audience what their audience wanted. The audience said that they wanted a specific thing, and so then they went and made a course on that. And like, cool, there's like one part of it that's like, yes, you always want to like make sure there's a demand for what you're creating, but at the same time, you can also educate people on what you're creating and why it's important, and that way you can sell to them. And I think that way is better because you've actually embodied it. You actually know what you're talking about and it feels in alignment. If someone else, and like, I'm just going to give you guys some raw examples. So many people, they've seen how much weight I've lost. I'm like, oh my gosh, can you make a course on that? And it's like, I love health and fitness. Like that's a huge part of my life right now, but it's not part of like my overall, I guess my movement, right? Like my movement is about money. And whilst health and fitness plays a huge role in that, that's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to teach people about money mindset. I'm here to teach people about business strategy, energetics, all of that kind of stuff, right? So yes, everyone would love like me to do a course on that, but that's not what I'm here to do. And so I'm not going to do that because that's not what I'm doing, right? And so for you, I just want you to think about what is something in your life that you've truly embodied? What is something that you've truly seen results in? Something that you feel so confident about that just feels amazing, right? Not something that other people are interested in, not something that everyone else wants you to do. Because when you do that, you're not going to be able to sell it. You're not going to be able to like fully embody what you're doing. Like, yes, you might be able to bring people into your world and sell to them, but I honestly believe that you're going to see such like better results if you create a course on something that is in true alignment with you, what you stand for, what your movement is, and what that really means for you. So have a think about what that could be potentially for you. In terms of like the strategy, I also wanted to go into like the launch strategy that I personally used. I know this is like a podcast episode and I'm not going to be able to go into like all of the details about it, but I will go into as much as I can. So what I did was I created like a pre-sale launch. So the moment that I decided to create an online course, I told I told it, sorry. I told my audience that I was working on a secret project. So this started to create hype about what I was working on, but also secrecy. People were very intrigued and this built a lot of excitement. So as an example, on my stories, when I was telling people what I was up to, I was like, I'm just working on my secret project. And then everyone's like, what are you working on? What is this? Even one of my cousins, she was like, can you stop going on about the secret project and tell me what it is? And that was the whole intention, right? I wanted people to get a little bit frustrated, like, what the hell is this woman working on? And so I got people so interested that they signed up to my pre-sale list. So this is an email list that I created. And I told them that if they were on the pre-sale list, they would get early access to the program and they would get $100 off the course, only if they were on the list. So this caused like scarcity. So when you like tell people that they're going to get something special, something extra, something exciting, they're going to be pushed towards like doing that. They want the deal. They want to get early access. They want all of that kind of stuff. And so I pushed people towards doing that. Now, when I actually launched the course, for the first week, only those on the pre-sale list could actually purchase it. So I continued to share on social media when people signed up and they left reviews like, Tēnā koe te kahukura, I can hear the passion in your voice and I know that I've made the right decision in investing in this kaupapa. I'm so excited to see where this takes me. Or someone else said, Kia ora, I love this already, especially as my husband and I are newly married. We deserve this for us and eventually our growing whānau. We're really excited for this journey and are so proud of us for making this step. Thank you for the time and effort you have made in creating this course, Aroha Nui. So these like reviews, they built up FOMO, fear of missing out. So this meant that other people in my audience who weren't on the pre-sale list, they were like, oh my gosh, I missed out. I'm so sad. I want to be on this. You know, I want to find out what this is. And that brings us to a week later when the official launch happened. So the official launch is when I actually posted on social media and I shared with the public what I had created. And because I had that pre-sale launch week, I already had so many people telling me it was amazing, so many reviews I could share. And throughout all of this, I remained so consistent and grounded. I was actually going through a really rough time in my personal life throughout this whole journey. I was actually going through a breakup at the time and I felt horrible, but I did not let this affect me in any way at all in business, right? I was able to expand my capacity to be able to like be going through a really rough time, but also understand where I could show up in business, where I could still see success in business, where I could still show up, be my best. Obviously, every single human is going through a human experience. There is no like successful person, there is no person who's built a very successful business who doesn't have a human experience, who hasn't gone through grief, who hasn't gone through a breakup, who hasn't gone through all of these different things, right? But it's like, how are you going to manage that? How are you going to use these situations to actually expand your ability to navigate these things? Now, I know everyone's different and everyone's going to respond to things differently. But I decided to actually go, actually, I'm going to lean into this. I'm going to be the best person possible throughout this whole process. I'm going to show up for myself. I'm going to remain consistent. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do my work. I'm going to do everything. I'm also going to leave space for healing, for working, for navigating this grief process, for crying, for all of that. And I let myself have that human experience throughout it all. And I wanted to share this with you because it was in my notes. And as I was reading it, I was like, do I really want to share this? And it's like, yes, I want to share this because this is what it's like to be a human. And like creating success in business is impossible unless you are a human, right? Like robots can't do this stuff. So I just wanted to share that with you because I think it's really important to realize that everybody is going through different things and you can still create so much success even if you are. So in terms of creating the course, like the actual logistics of it, I had only created 2 weeks of the course when the pre-sale launch started. So I actually was making the course as people were coming in, right? So I was 2 weeks ahead. So this meant that it took me about a week to make a week's worth of content for the course, right? So I was 2 weeks ahead and then they joined and then like, I'm going to make this sound so confusing, but like then I was on like week three and the people who had signed up were on week one, right? So then they were on week two, I was on week four. if that makes sense. In hindsight, I would have liked to have been maybe 3 to 4 weeks in advance, because I did get sick at one point. I almost missed a deadline, but I didn't. I pulled through. Now, the whole idea of like launching the course and not having the whole course prepared was to not put any barriers in my way. Everyone thinks, oh, I need to do X, Y, and Z. I need to have like, you know, like 100 weeks of course material before I can see results, or I need to have this specific camera, or I need to have this specific laptop or this specific thing. And it's just not the case at all. You make do with what you have. You make meet yourself where you're at. And for me, it was like, I wanted to launch this. I can't remember exactly. It might have been around Matsuriki time, but I think I wanted to launch it like at a specific date, and it wasn't going to be possible if I had like the whole 12 weeks recorded. So I was like, cool, let's just do it. Let's just do it as we keep going, right? And so that was my mindset towards it. In terms of like the software that I used Kajabi. So Kajabi, like the membership costs like, I think it's like 400 New Zealand dollars a month or something like that. And that's again where I use my money mindset experience, where it's like, you can't expect to be making like bank if you're not willing to put money in. So a lot of people I've talked to, they're like, oh my gosh, $400 a month for a subscription, that's ridiculous. And it's like, no, not really. Like, would you pay $400 to make 55K? I would do it over again. I would spend, like, come on. You know, like, if you're not willing to put anything into this, don't expect anything out of it. My mindset. So this is very important. If you are a regular on the Māori Millennial podcast, you'll know that success is 80% mindset, 20% strategy. So my mindset throughout this all was very important. My mindset that I leaned into throughout this all was, I just want to help as many people as I can. I want to impact as many people as I can. I want to change people's lives. I knew my course was incredible. So many people had told me, like, in signing up for this. And I also knew, because I was talking about things that I knew worked, because I had used them in my own life, and I had also worked with other people who had seen results doing what I talked about. Like, this was a full body, I knew what I was doing. And so I trusted in the universe wholeheartedly that what was meant for me would never pass me. Now, as I said earlier, I can't go into detail about like every single little thing I did to see success in launching my own course. And there's a lot of things that I haven't spoken about in this episode, which is why I just wanted to like throw in here that Brown Business Besties is where you can actually get personalized support from me, where I'll be able to coach you and support you to being able to create scalable offers within your business that mean that you get to increase your income without increasing your workload. Now, what this means is like, it blows my mind how much freedom, how much fulfillment, how much joy I get to experience in my business because I have scalable offers like this. So Brown Business Besties, this is my group coaching program. We've got 2 live calls every single month where you get to come into a call, the hot seat coaching call. So you get to bring forward any questions that you're navigating in business and your mindset and your strategy and all of that. And I get to use my experience to help you, to coach you, to support you to achieving results within your business. Now, you also get free access to my course, my library of information. And if you've already purchased Te Tiriti Haukura, then you can use this as a credit towards Brown Business Besties. But if you just send me a message and let me know that you've already purchased Te Tiriti Haukura and you would like that credited towards Brown Business Besties, just send me a message, because that way you can get the investment for Brown Business Besties reduced. Otherwise, if you have not purchased that, it is a $77 per week investment. There are pay in full discounts, so you can sign up for 6 or 12 months, and if you sign up and pay in full, you'll get a amazing discount. But for more information about Brown Business Besties, all you have to do is like private message me over on Instagram at Māori Millionaire with 1 underscore, or message me on Facebook, even Māori Millionaire, and just message me community, and I will send you all of the details for Brown Business Besties. And if you have any questions in response to that, you can just ask those. Otherwise, I'm going to put all of the details for Brown Business Besties down in the description below so that you can just go and have a look if you're just like, oh my gosh, I need to be in this space. I want to be creating a successful course that allows me to do all of this. then just take a look in the description below. I'm also going to put the information for Te Tiriti Haukura, my 12-week program, in the description below if you want to take a look at that. Otherwise, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, I would absolutely love it if you could leave a review, leave a comment, or even rate this podcast. This really just helps push this content out to more people so that I can reach as many people as possible so that we can bridge the wealth gap. If there's even just like something in this podcast that landed for you, feel free to send me a message over on Instagram. I always love hearing from you all about your journey, about your experiences, and like with my content, I just love that so much. I love what I do, and I'm so grateful that I get to do this every single day. And yeah, so I literally love what I do. Every day I wake up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that I get to be a business owner, that I get to work for myself, that I get to help impact people. So yeah, that is today's podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you all again in our next podcast. Ka kite!